Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. The Lord knows how fleeting are the thoughts of men. How fleeting. How weak are our wills. The Lord knows how fleeting are the thoughts of men. Prayer short in divine office now. With Psalm 94. The Lord will avenge the just is the caption. O Lord, avenging God, appear. Judge of the earth, arise. Give the proud what they deserve. How long, O Lord, shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? They bluster with arrogant speech. The evildoers boast to each other. They crush your people, Lord. They afflict the ones you have chosen. They kill the widow and the stranger. And murder the fatherless child. And they say the Lord does not see. The God of Jacob pays no heed. Mark this, you most senseless of people. Fools, when will you understand? Can he who made the ear not hear? Can he who formed the eye not see? Will he who corrects nations not punish? Will he who teaches men not have knowledge? The Lord knows the thoughts of men. He knows they are no more than a breath. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord knows how fleeting are the thoughts of men. The Lord has become my stronghold, in him I put my trust. Blessed the man whom you teach, O Lord, whom you train by means of your law. To him you give peace in evil days. While the pit is being dug for the wicked, the Lord will not abandon his people, nor forsake those who are his own. For judgment shall again be just, and all true hearts shall uphold it. Who will stand up for me against the wicked? Who will defend me against those who do evil? If the Lord were not to help me, I would soon go down into the silence. When I think I have lost my foothold, your mercy, Lord, holds me up. When cares increase in my heart, your consolation calms my soul. Can judges who do evil be your friends? They do injustice under the cover of law. They attack the life of the just and condemn innocent blood. As for me, the Lord will be a stronghold. My God will be the rock where I take refuge. He will repay them for their wickedness, destroy them for their evil deeds. The Lord our God will destroy them. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord has become my stronghold. In him I put my trust. So I don't remember. Yes, we did read Jeremiah yesterday. We didn't have some first reading for St. Monica. We read from Jeremiah then too. So we're reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. First, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy on me, a sinner, for the sake of Christ our Lord. The call to conversion is our reading lesson today. This word of the Lord came to me. If a man sends away his wife, and after leaving him, she marries another man, does the first husband come back to her? Would not the land be wholly defiled? But you have sinned with many lovers, and yet you would return to me, says the Lord. Lift your eyes to the heights and see. Where have men not lain with you? By the wayside you waited for them. Like an Arab in the desert, you defiled the land by your wicked harlotry. Therefore the showers were withheld, the spring rain faded. But because you have a harlot's brow, you refused to blush. Even now you do not call me my father, you who are the bridegroom of my youth. Will he keep his wrath forever? Will he hold his grudge to the end? This is what you can say, yet you do all the evil you can. I had thought, how I should like to treat you as sons and give you a pleasant land, a heritage most beautiful among the nations. You would call me my father, I thought, and never cease following me. But like a woman faithless to her lover, even so you have been faithless to me. O house of Israel, says the Lord. A cry is heard on the heights, the plaintive weeping of Israel's children, because they have perverted their ways and forgotten the Lord their God. Return, rebellious children, and I will cure you of your rebellion. Here we are, now we come to you, because you are the Lord our God. Deceptive indeed are the hills, the thronging mountains. In the Lord our God alone is the salvation of Israel. The shame God has devoured our father's toil from our youth. Their sheep and their cattle, their sons and their daughters, let us lie down in their shame. Let our disgrace cover us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God. From our youth to this very day, we and our fathers also. We sinned, we listened not to the voice of the Lord our God. If you wish to return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me. If you put your detestable things out of my sight and do not stray, then you can swear as the Lord lives. In truth, in judgment, in justice, then shall the nations use his name in blessing and glory in him. And to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem, thus says the Lord, tell your untilled ground, sow not among thorns. For the sake of the Lord, be circumcised. Remove the foreskins of your hearts. O men of Judah and citizens of Jerusalem, lest my anger break out like fire and burn till none can quench it because of your evil deeds. Though our sins bear witness against us, act, O Lord, for your name's sake. We have been disloyal many times and have sinned against you. If you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, Lord, who could bear it? We have been disloyal many times and have sinned against you. And how true that is. In little ways or in great ways, we have sinned against you. And we get to read St. Augustine of Hippo's beautiful, wonderful reflection from his Confessions. So he wrote it an autobiography, one of the first, maybe the first autobiography, some scholars believe, is St. Augustine's Confessions, and he's really writing kind of a testimony, if you will, a testimony mixed with philosophical reflections. So he's confessing his personal relationship with God and the story of his life as he teaches and as he considers his life looking back. O eternal truth, true love and beloved eternity. Urged to reflect upon myself, I entered under your guidance into the innermost depth of my soul. I was able to do so because you were my helper. On entering into myself, I saw, as it were, with the eye of the soul, what was beyond the eye of the soul, beyond my spirit, your immutable light. It was not the ordinary light perceptible to all flesh, nor was it merely something of greater magnitude but still essentially akin, shining more clearly and diffusing itself everywhere by its intensity. No, it was something entirely distinct, something altogether different from all these things, and it did not rest upon my mind as oil on the surface of water, nor was it above me as heaven is above earth. This light was above me because it had made me. I was below it because I was created by it. He who has come to know the truth knows this light. O eternal truth, true love and beloved eternity, you are my God. To you do I sigh day and night. When I first came to know you, you drew me to yourself so that I might see that there were things for me to see, but that I myself was not yet ready to see them. Meanwhile, you overcame the weakness of my vision, sending forth most strongly the beams of your light. I trembled at once with love and dread. I learned that I was in a region unlike yours and far distant from you, and I thought I heard your voice from on high. I am the food of grown men. Grow then, and you will feed on me. Nor will you change me into yourself like bodily food, but you will be changed into me. I sought a way to gain the strength which I needed to enjoy you, but I did not find it until I embraced the mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who is above all, God blessed forever. He was calling me and saying, I am the way of truth. I am the life. He was offering the food which I lacked, the strength to take, the food he had mingled with our flesh, for the word became flesh, that your wisdom, by which you created all things, might provide milk for us, your children. Late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever true, ever new. Late have I loved you. You were within me, but I was without. It was there that I searched for you. In my unloveliness, I plunged into the lovely things which you created. You were with me, but I was not with you. Created things kept me from you. Yet if they had not been in you, they would not have been at all. You called, you shouted, you broke through my deafness. You breathed your fragrance on me. I drew in breath, and now I pant for more. I have tasted you, now I hunger and thirst for more. You touched me, and I burned for your peace. Responsory prayer. O truth, you are the light of my heart. Let your light speak to me, not my own darkness. I went astray, but I remembered you, and now I return, longing and thirsting for your fountain. I myself cannot give life. Of myself I have lived wrongly. In you I found life again. And now I return longing and thirsting for your fountain. And the canticle of Mary would be, late have I loved you, O beauty, ever ancient, ever true, ever new. Late have I loved you. You called, you shouted, you shattered my deafness. And the canticle of Zechariah for Augustine is, you inspired us, O Lord, to delight in praising you. Because you made us for yourself, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. You inspire us, O Lord, to delight in praising you. Because you made us for yourself, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. Let us pray to the Father, the source of all holiness, and ask him to lead us to holiness of life through the example and intercession of his saints. May we be holy as you are holy. Holy Father, you want us to be called your sons and truly to be such. Grant that your holy church may proclaim you throughout the world. Holy Father, you want us to walk worthily and please you in all that we do. Let us abound in doing good works. Holy Father, you have reconciled us to yourself through Christ. Preserve us in your name so that all may be one. Holy Father, you have called us to a heavenly banquet. Through the bread that came down from heaven, make us worthy to grow in perfect love. Holy Father, forgive the offenses of every sinner, especially myself. Also, forgive the offenses of all the sinners on earth who repent. purify the dead, let them perceive the light of your countenance. Let's pray, gathering all of our intentions, spoken and unspoken, into one. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Lord, renew in your church the spirit you gave St. Augustine. Filled with this spirit, may we thirst for you alone as the fountain of wisdom, and seek you as the source of eternal love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Let's pray for the Pope's monthly intentions. I hope he has a reflection or something on the day of his spiritual father. Pope, I mean. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, you can pray for anything that you wish to pray for, but I want to pray for whoever is suffering most. And I want to pray for the grace of forgiveness and cleansing from my own sins. Let's pray for that. Let's pray for that for ourselves as we pray this chaplet of divine mercy. Lord, you promised through St. Faustina that this prayer offers a unique route of access to the precious blood that poured out from Christ's side on Calvary. He told her that it placates your wrath against sin, and that even if the greatest sinner were to have this prayer recited, he would be guaranteed to receive grace. This is what you told Sister Faustina, your great prophetess and mystic, in the private revelation. I ask you to grant all of us the grace to be mindful of the present moment, to slow down, to breathe again, to experience this love that so moved Augustine. But we have to be purified first, and sometimes that means we have to awaken to a vision that's not particularly present pleasant of our sin. So I ask you to cleanse and purify us now. Through Christ our Lord, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. for the sake of this sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us, grant us true mercy, and I forget the rest. Hear our prayers, Lord. Amen. I offer my plenary indulgence if we pray for the Pope's monthly intentions. Yeah, I think we did. I offer my plenary indulgence or equivalent graces for the soul in purgatory from this time of prayer during the Jubilee year of hope that God has chosen through Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have a great rest of your day.